All right. Good evening. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. This is an after show, but I am going to talk about Antichrist. Antichrist is a term used in the Bible, and it's had a lot of press over the decades, at least in my lifetime. Once upon, when I was a much younger man, there would be a cottage industry of talking about the last days. Cottage industry of books and pastors and preachers and teachers talking about the rapture and the millennium, pre-tribulation millennium, and the rise of the beast and the Antichrist. And it was all quite exotic and fascinating and interesting, but I don't honestly know what happened to it. I haven't been immersed in that or exposed to that in decades. But it was a real thing. Maybe it still is. And there was once upon a time a thought that Jesus Christ would return within one generation of the establishment of the current entity called Israel that exists in the Middle East, being 40 years. And so from 1948 to 1988, that would have been 40 years. And, of course, it has come and gone almost 39 years ago. No, not quite 30. Anyway, over a long time ago. It's come and gone. Nothing of the sort has happened. So I don't know where the Protestant church is with, you know, all that speculative theology regarding a rapture and the tribulation and all that, and I really have not paid any attention to it in decades. I have been looking at other things, as you know, but I wanted to talk about the Antichrist, or Antichrist without the in it. I think it's an important concept. John thought it was an important concept. John talks about the Antichrist quite a bit in first chapter or first John, and I think that's where we're going to start. John, first John chapter 2, and we'll be reading this, and then we're going to be commenting. Children, it is the last hour. All right, when did John write this? That's a great question. I don't think this Bible has notes in it. But let's put it this way. It was written a couple thousand years ago. We'll just round it off. First John, the first epistle of St. John, the apostle, was written, I don't know, 2,000 years ago, 1,900 plus years ago. It was written a long, long time ago. And even at that time, at that point, 2,000 years ago, John was talking about Antichrist. Children, it is the last hour. Oh, look at that. He also said 2,000 years ago that it is the last hour. 2,000 years ago, the Holy Scripture says it is the last hour. And just as you heard the Antichrist is coming, or it says, there's no the there, just as you heard Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know it is the last hour. And the literature of the end times, made famous by men such as Hal Lindsey, was that the Antichrist is coming, and the rapture is coming, and the tribulation is coming, and the second coming is coming. But we have to find this Antichrist first. And you go back and you look what the Bible says, and it says, look, we're already in the last hour. 2,000 years ago, we were already in the last hour. And just as you heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have, past tense, appeared, past tense. 2,000 years ago, many Antichrists have already appeared. So point number one, yes, Antichrist is a legitimate concept. Point number two, Antichrist, Christs, have been around for 2,000 years. Who was the Antichrist of the time of Jesus Christ and the apostles? It was unquestionably the Jews, unquestionably, based on the Holy Scripture. Literally, who is Antichrist means against Christ. That's what it means. Who is Antichrist in the time of Christ? It's the Jews. It's the Pharisees. It's the Sadducees. It's the chief priests. It's the crowd. It's the leaders of the people. It's the Sanhedrin. It's the high court. Wasn't the Romans. Pilate did everything he could to get Jesus Christ off the hook. And he pronounced, he says, I see no guilt in this man. He's done nothing wrong. But yet, even at that time, there were antichrist, many antichrists. And you'll read the book of Acts. Who is antichrist in the book of Acts? It's the Jews. All right? So let's just kind of round out this discussion. Antichrist has been around for a long time, for 2,000 years. It is already the last hour from 2,000 years ago. Even now, as in back then, there are many antichrists. So let's start with that as the foundation. What is the definition of antichrist? To be against Christ. Verse 22, 1 John 2:22. Who is the liar who denies that Jesus is the Christ? Now, biblically, who denied that Jesus is the Christ? Well, it's, again, biblically, it's the Jews. Who denies that the Jesus is Christ? Well, it was the chief priests, it was the Sanhedrin, it was the Pharisees, it was the Sadducees. And if you go and you look at where the crowd, literally the crowd says, his blood be upon us and our descendants. Those people were anti-Christ. They're against Christ. They denied that Jesus was the Christ. They denied that Jesus was the Christ. If you deny that Jesus is a Christ, that is an anti-Christ action or statement or denial. This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. All right? So you want the definition of the Antichrist? It's those who deny the Father and the Son. Atheists deny the Father and the Son. Jews deny the Father and the Son. Muslims deny the Father and the Son. Unitarian Universalists deny the Father and the Son. As far as I know, Jesus is just a nice guy, a good teacher. So even now, there are many antichrists in the world. John said this 2,000 years ago. It applies today, and it remains true. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. Okay? So all these Christians that are going around saying that a certain people are God's chosen people, all I have to say to you is this. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. They don't have the Father. I don't care how many temples you build, if you build the third temple or the 50th temple, or how many ceremonies you have, if you deny Jesus Christ, you don't have the Father. All right, moving up a little bit. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, don't believe every spirit. Don't believe them all. Test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for there are many false prophets have gone out into the world. There's a lot of liars out there. A lot of liars out there that call themselves Christians. The same was true 2,000 years ago as it is today. Nothing's changed on this. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Jesus Christ literally came. He was born of a virgin, born of Mary. He grew up, he lived about 33 years, and then he was crucified and he rose from the dead. It wasn't a ghost. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, literally came in the flesh. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. I do not know why Christians go out and follow people that deny Jesus Christ. And they're going around and they're seeking counsel from men. Some of these men call themselves rabbis, or they wear funny looking hats, or they got weird looking beards and tassels. And these Christians go around, and they grovel before these people. What are these people? Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. It's not from God. They're not from God. I did a podcast a couple of nights ago, and I talked about all these people that converted to Judaism. So now they're Jews. Ivanka Trump is one of them. Ivanka Trump, whatever. Trump's daughter. So she's a Jew now, and you're going to grovel before, and all her kids, because she's the female, that all her kids are going to be Jews, and so you're going to say, oh, they're God's chosen people? Why? She's a German. She's a German Christian lineage. And she's sided with Antichrist. Okay? Who's the Antichrist? He who denies the Father and the Son. I'm trying to reduce this to its basic components. The basic components are literally what the word says it is. And in the Christian church, there's been the creation of a theology that centers around a belief in a coming Antichrist, a singular person, and we're fixated on the singular person that's going to show up and be the Antichrist. And yet when you read the Holy Scriptures, when you read 1 John, the Antichrist is defined as the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ. There's an entire body of religious belief that centered around the denial of Jesus as the Christ. These are the Jews, ancient and modern. And then there's the question of, you know, what's a Jew? Well, I just covered that a couple days ago. All these people converting, Marilyn Monroe, Liz Taylor converting to Judaism. And okay, so now their kids are Jews? And the church has attention deficit order or something. They just they rush right over it. And yet, who is the Antichrist? Well, it's those that deny that Jesus came in the flesh, that the Christ has come in the flesh, that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. All the Jews acknowledge that Jesus was a person, but they deny that he was the Christ. That is Antichrist. So before you start looking for some dude in a nice suit who you can say, oh, there he is, it's Henry Kissinger, it's Barack Obama, it's George, whatever your fantasy in your mind is, I think you should get it down first that there are many antichrists. They've been around for 2,000 years, according to the Holy Scriptures, and that the definition of antichrist is the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ. This is the Antichrist, says the Holy Scriptures. This is the Antichrist. Verse 18, children, it already is the last hour. It's already the last hour. Just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know it is the last hour. So before you talk about a prospective future person, you have to have a foundation in what already is and what the definition of Antichrist is. And once you have that, then you can filter and sort through the various claims out there. The singular identity of the Antichrist is those that deny the Father and the Son. First John chapter 4, verse 3. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. Stop listening to these people that call themselves Jews or anything else. If they're not confessing Jesus, they're not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. Another way to look at it is this. This is of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world. And this sort of Protestant evangelical theology surrounding a coming Antichrist, near as I can tell, and I'm no expert, it tends to ignore the fact that it is already now in the world as of 2,000 years ago. Let's go to 2 John. For many deceivers have gone out into the world. This is verse 2 John, verse 7. Those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. So there's at least four scriptures that talk about the Antichrist. Those that do not acknowledge that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. All right. Who is denying that Jesus Christ has already come in the flesh? Now, there's a group of people out there. They may call themselves Jews. They're claiming that the Messiah is on the way and the Messiah is coming. The Bible says this about them. Those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh, this is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. Okay? It's not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. From what you have heard, it is coming. It is now already in the world. Children, it is already the last hour, and just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared, and from this we know it is the last hour. 1 John 2:22. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist. Okay? All right, and modern and ancient Jews, even though they may have no genetic relation to one another, both deny that Jesus is the Christ. Okay? Bible says this is the Antichrist. Now, are Muslims Antichrist? Absolutely. Are atheists Antichrist? Absolutely. And we can go down the list on this one. But at the very least, you should have an understanding that who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ, and that this is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. That's your foundation for understanding the Antichrist. We already know it's the last hour. It's been the last hour for 2,000 years. We already know that there's many Antichrists in the world already, according to the Holy Scriptures. So the idea that, you know, everything is fine and we're just waiting for this Antichrist dude to show up so we can offer some sort of resistance because he's going to give us the mark. You know, it's like a magic trick. Hey, look over here. And you're watching the shiny object flash and do little things over there. Meanwhile, there's a sleight of hand somewhere else to make things happen. And I think the church has become so focused on some coming Antichrist, we don't recognize the Antichrist in our midst. That's clearly true. In fact, the church grovels before the Antichrist that's already in the world, those that deny the Father and the Son. Now, I know you're waiting for some, you know, handsome devil in a nice suit with a couple of horns. And what I'm saying is, look, here's the definition. Those that deny the Father and the Son. These are liars, and they're of the Antichrist. I think if you start there, you're going to guard yourself against deception. I think you can possibly begin to reassess your understanding of groups of peoples who fundamentally reject Jesus as the Christ. Jesus Christ is not one God amongst many. Let's turn to Isaiah. Let's go back to Isaiah. I want to say it's 40. Well, let's do 46. It's Isaiah 46. It's talking about Jesus Christ. All right, Jesus Christ is eternal. He's one with the Father. He's the creator of everything. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. By him, through him, all things came into being that came into being. What did not come into being? God himself did not come into being. He is already pre-existing everything. But everything else that came into being through Jesus Christ, the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 5. To whom would you liken me and make me an equal and compare me, that we should be alike? You can't compare Jesus Christ to anybody. Those who lavish gold from the purse and weigh silver on a scale hire a goldsmith and he makes it into a god. They bow down. Indeed, they worship it. They lift it up on a shoulder and carry it. They set it in its place and it stands there. It does not move from its place. Though one may cry to it, it cannot answer. It cannot deliver him from his distress. Remember this and be assured. Recall to mind, you transgressors. Remember the former things long past. For I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me. That's Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 is talking about Jesus Christ. For I am God and there is no other. I am God, there is no one like me. That's Jesus Christ. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. That's Jesus Christ, who incarnated 2,000 years ago, was crucified, died, was buried, and he rose from the dead 3 days later. That's Jesus Christ, the eternal one. I am God, there is no other. I am God, and there is no one like me. That's Jesus Christ. Listen to me, you stubborn-minded who are far from righteous. I will bring my righteousness, it is not far off, and my salvation will not degrade, and I will grant salvation in Zion, and my glory for Israel. Okay, that's Jesus Christ. Now you say, well, who is Zion and who is Israel? It's those of us in Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 44. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. That's Jesus Christ. Isaiah 44, verse 6. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel. Who's Israel? Those of us in Jesus Christ. Believe me, the people swallowed up in a pit that came out of Egypt when the earth opened up and swallowed them alive. They are not the chosen people of God. God rejected them, swallowed them up whole, delivered them out of Egypt, got them salvation, baptized them through the Red Sea, yet the earth opened up and swallowed them whole. I again remind you, Judas Iscariot, called and chosen by Jesus Christ. Preach the gospel, cast out demons, healed the sick. Yet he turned away. And he suffers an eternal fate. And the fraternity of Jesus Christ, excuse me, the fraternity of Judas Iscariot is very large. Of Christians called by God. And they said, you know what? I can't do this. I'm going to side with the Jews. Because the pressure gets too heated, gets too hot. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, who is Jesus Christ. I am the first and the last, and there is no God besides me. Where do you hear that? Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and Omega. Here in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, it says, I am the first and the last, and there is no God besides me. Let's read it. Revelation. Chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and is to come, the Almighty. That's Jesus Christ. Revelation 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. This is Jesus Christ. Revelation 1, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6. I am the first and the last, and there is no God besides me. That is Jesus Christ. Who is like me? Let him declare and proclaim it. Yes, let him recount it to me in order. From the time that I established the ancient nation, let them declare to them the things that are coming and the things that are going to take place. Do not tremble. Don't be afraid. Have I not long since announced it to you and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me, or is there any other rock? I know of none. That's Jesus Christ. All right, Jesus Christ didn't suddenly appear in existence 2,000 years ago. He's the eternal God. Jesus Christ is the eternal God. He's one with the Father. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, said Jesus Christ. His disciples said, Lord, show us the Father. This is, hey. This is in John. And they said, look, just show us the Father, it's enough. And Jesus said, I've been with you so long, you still don't understand it. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Those who reject Jesus Christ reject the Father, and they are of the Antichrist. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.